to this important conversation about the funding of arts and culture. I've said it before that I believe that far from being a luxury item in our lives, arts and culture are a necessity. The creative industries lead the UK economy and are the envy of the world. Having lived here in London now for nearly 8 years, I genuinely believe that the UK's preeminence in arts and culture constitutes one of this nation's most powerful natural resources. But many arts institutions are suffering, and without political will and public support, some will struggle to survive in the current financial climate. Now, the economists may be seeing the first green shoots of recovery, but it's clear that the impact of the downturn will be felt for years to come, certainly in terms of sponsorship pounds and corporate philanthropy. And if we don't act now, we risk allowing our rich cultural life to be diminished, available only to the growing minority who can afford high West End prices or invitation-only arts events. I've been in London since early 2003. We opened our first season at the Old Vic Theatre in September of 2004. Now, the Old Vic received no public subsidy, and so when we became the current custodians of this historic, indeed iconic building, many doubted we had a viable future. How on earth would we be able to stand on our own 2 feet, they wondered, especially when our vision to program new work alongside classic work, work that is not considered box office in the traditional West End way of thinking. And crucially, from the outset, our further ambition was to support and reflect our work on the main stage with an extensive educational program and community outreach to bring local young people and their families into the Old Vic. Now, this was work that had no commercial viability and that had been supported from day one by companies, institutions, and in many cases, individuals who became convinced of our vision and committed to the cause. Last Friday, we opened our 6th season of work, and I'm pleased to say that we have reached some position of economic stability with strong, loyal audiences returning to enjoy the work we produce and with continued support from our commercial sponsors. And our sponsors really should be congratulated for having had the vision to recognize what their allegiance to a theater company like ours could provide in terms of marketing potential, staff and client hospitality, branding among key target audiences, and also genuinely innovative and impactful educational programs. Morgan Stanley were one of our first partners, and their contribution as season sponsors for 3 years really did enable the Old Vic to build up the strength and momentum that sustains us to this day. Aditya Mittal stepped up to support our student seats, enabling over 35,000 young people to come into the theater at dramatically reduced prices. Michael Hinsey and CQS had the vision to back us when we had the crazy and damned expensive idea to turn the Old Vic into an in-the-round space for the Norman Conquests because it was the right thing to do creatively. And Bank of America and American Airlines are supporting the ambitious vision that we've had with Sam Mendes for the Bridge Project, a truly unique transatlantic project of British and American actors bringing classic works to our stage for over a 3-year period in both New York and London, as well as touring around the world. There, of course, have been many more companies and individuals and grants who supported us along the way. But all of this has taken time, enormous energy on behalf of everyone concerned, and a huge investment in fundraising and development work, efforts that would be beyond the reach of many smaller theatrical institutions. I'm also acutely aware that my own profile, and to be frank, my complete lack of inhibition in fundraising and asking for financial support has made a big difference to the Old Vic. Now, I am the artistic director, but in terms of hours spent on the job, I can tell you that chief fundraiser could also be my title. It has taken much of my time these past 7 years, probably more time than I want to calculate, persuading, cajoling, networking, shamelessly arm-twisting commercial partners to step up and support our efforts. And we've also had a very business-like approach to our partnerships, understanding that you have to put a lot of time and energy into paying back that support by ensuring that your funders get the biggest bang for their buck and a strong return on the investment that they have made.